Hello, we're back for episode 3.
Yes, we're back.
I'm Jason Stamp.
I'm Dan Patton.
And let's turn this off and talk shit. So, how's your week been?
It's been a good week. Found lots of interesting stories. My life has changed in searching the internet for things.
But has your life changed personally in a good way? Because we can't work with that.
I've moved house.
Moved house? Stressful?
It is stressful. I have a very stressed out cat which hurls itself at the windows because it doesn't understand that the outside is different now.
Okay, well, that's something, yeah. I suppose. I don't want you coming here being all sunshine and joy because
that's going to
ruin the whole point of this.
Lots of decorating and things people do not want to hear about because it's dull.
I'll tell you what they do want to hear about. There's been a lot of feedback in terms of your uplifting story from last week.
I stand by it.
Stand by it that the corpse bride was a good move.
I just think it shows a dedication to love that you don't see very often these days.
You are a true romantic, that's your problem.
I am. I'm just all heart.
Yeah, that's it. See, these people go and buy their sort of bog standard rom-coms. They don't understand true love.
Yeah, you wouldn't see Hugh Grant like fucking a corpse, would you?
Well, it was love, wasn't it? It wasn't that. Yeah. The wedding day.
Love.
Well, they could have just, yeah, accumulated, like, you know, combined the four weddings and a funeral, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the original draft and they thought, no, actually, it's getting a bit dark.
What about your week? Do you want to hear anything interesting for you?
My week was pretty basic for the most part, although last weekend I was faced with my old adversary, which was DIY.
Okay.
And yeah, and actually I had a bit of good luck.
That's irrelevant.
I've got to tell this because my luck with DIY, and I make a big thing about my lack of DIY and man skills in general, are my critically acclaimed by my mum. Stand-up show, The Defamation of Mr. Stamp, comes to towns near you soon. But the thing that actually happened was we were putting up a fence and we were putting all the posts up, we're putting all the support rails. I don't know if you know about this man stuff, but I'm all over it now.
I've seen people do it.
Yeah, I mean, initially I should put this in some context that the start of that DIY session was my girlfriend getting a compressor and nail gun, putting out the frames while I walked the dog and popped down the shop to get some food for them and stuff like that. So I was basically the little lady running around in traditional terms.
She's quite a girly girl, isn't she?
So I helped out, and what happened was two of the rails...
You helped out?
I helped out, yeah. No, she very much led this. So yeah. I'm not a real man. I was assisting. And I think, to be honest, because she could see me standing there and heard my vagina crying, she decided to let me have a go on the nail gun, so I felt a bit more manly. Right. So we had to cut this rail, and it's up against a post, and it was already in situ, and it wasn't coming off, so it's a wooden post, and it needed sawing, basically. So we had a miter saw. Everybody's stepping back, it's going to mess up everything to try and peel it off, so someone had to try and do this cut freehand. And nobody else was stepping up.
Who else was there?
Brother, her dad, the guy we'd paid to help with the fencing, and I'm the only person that stepped up because they could see the ludicrousy of all of this. And I would say a big shout out to her brother Daniel, who was brave enough to hold the guardrail back while I freehanded this thing. So basically, I've got the saw going, it's holding the rail back, and I just swung it at it with no real safety in mind, no goggles, no gloves. It's a terrible, terrible thing which would never pass in a lot of situations. So it was like an Eastern European building site at this point. And I just swung at it, and like Zorro, it just dropped exactly where it needed to cut, exactly deep enough, and nobody knew what had happened. I didn't know what happened, but I reeled away victorious.
Was there a stunned sort of silence?
There was, yeah. They were... No, I didn't really get the props I felt I deserved. That's why I'm telling it now, and still no one gives a shit. But
well, no, you cut some wood for saw.
But you had to be there.
At an angle.
Maybe you had to be there.
Yeah, maybe you did.
Maybe you had to be there. But I did man stuff, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, you after your girlfriend let you.
Yeah, my girlfriend let me use her miter saw to do the fence that she'd pretty much all but completed on her own. And then I cut a bit of wood with something that was designed to cut wood.
Yeah, you're sort of real
well,
tough guy.
I can see you're in an argumentative mood.
I'm
you're
just
pissed.
You're no Nick Knowles, are you?
He doesn't touch anything.
He does.
No, he doesn't. He walks in and gravelly voice just says about plastering or whatever, and then they just let him get on with it. I always think with that, like DRSOS, though, one day I just want to see an episode where at the end of it, and he's doing his big emotional speech about how they've done up this house, added a bedroom, all the rest of it, we're just seeing a estate agent turn up to price up, and the homeowner's like, mate, come back in 20 minutes.
She's not really a cripple.
Yeah. I mean, it's all got out of hand. We just wanted to park next to the doors at Tesco's.
Yeah, that's for a blue badge.
Yeah. Right, that's enough about my DIY heroics.
Okay, yeah.
You got a story for us?
I've got a story. My story is from the Limerick Times.
Limerick Times, popular.
It is.
Popular rag.
Exactly. If you want to go online and read the story, there's a 5p paywall.
Okay.
You've got to pay 5p to read this story.
So they rate this story, is what I'm saying. Is that the top of their bandings, is it? Or?
No, it's for any of their stories, it's 5p, it's sort of flat rate.
Flat rate, so there's no real indication by the price.
You can pay £1 and read their sort of site for a whole week.
But 5p, how many stories can they get in the Limerick Times? So that's a lot of stories they're expecting.
It's Limerick, you know. They don't even rhyme, though. That's the weird thing.
Right, so let's get this. Let's see what's happening in Limerick.
Woman dies after sex with Alsatian.
See, I thought it would be... I don't know why I thought the Limerick Times would be this jaunty little tale when you're reading it out. So, sticking with the bestiality, cool.
It looks like...
This is the bestiality section, apparently.
Yeah, it's my sort of forte.
Are you struggling to find incest stories? Is that what it is?
Genuinely, I have a Google alert set up for incest stories, and they're horrible. The things that get sent to me.
Did you have that set up before we started the podcast?
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, we will crack on. In what is the first case of its kind in recent Irish history, the local man appeared before the court charged with buggery with a German shepherd in a house in Patrickswell, County Limerick. 4 years ago. He's the first man to be charged with buggery since 1861.
Is that because it's quite hard to get caught in a house?
Yeah.
Surely the majority of these the cases are outdoor affairs.
Yeah, and I never knew that was buggery. I thought buggery was something completely different.
What, a dog?
Yeah.
Is that what the technical term is?
Yeah, the inciting an animal to have sex with someone else is technically buggery.
Can you incite an animal to have sex?
You know, a bit of bony. So Sean McDonald, 58.
Naming him.
Yeah, it's in the courts. This is a matter of public record.
Okay, cool.
He was now moved out of Limerick to an undisclosed location due to the... So he's moved to an undisclosed location because of all the bad press. Now, he appeared visibly upset in court as details of the case emerged. Because basically they're reading out, you know, and he's like, yeah.
Well, at least he wasn't getting turned on. He's sort of showing remorse, isn't he, really?
Upset, yeah. Although, I mean, his bone is hiding underneath the table,
true,
isn't it?
Yeah, you know? I suppose. But some suits are unforgiving, so if you've got a stack... All rise. Yeah.
God. No. Yeah. I object. Why?
I need a minute.
Just read some more, it'll go away. So the former bus driver, who has no previous convictions, pleaded guilty this September to the offence under Section 61... of the Offences Against Person Act, 1861. Okay, so it wasn't the first one since 1861. That's when the law was.
Right, okay.
I was wrong.
Okay. So you... All right. Well, we've built him up to be a celebrity now.
But, I mean, it says he's the first person to get done for buggery in ages. And it is...
I mean, I don't hear a lot about that unless I talk to you, to be honest. Yeah. And, that seems to be where I get my bestiality information from. Yeah, my buggery news. Well, do you need a jingle for that? Or?
No, I think, you know, just...
Speaks for itself. It's hard-hitting. Can't have a jingle.
Yeah, he wants some sort of like... Dun, 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 dun,
this just in, buggery news.
Yeah.
We're going live on the scene to our man Dan Patton in the field.
Yeah. Literally in a field.
In a field, yeah.
Judge Carol Moran heard that a number of text messages had been sent between the defendant...
And the dog.
No, and a woman. Because he didn't have sex with the dog. The dog had sex with a woman, and then she died.
Oh, okay. So he's pimping the dog out?
Yeah.
Or the woman? How does that? Which one's he pimping out?
He pimped out the dog. So right. Him and the woman, known only as XY, because she's dead a bit.
She's dead, yeah. You know, social respect.
Exactly, social respect. So a number of text messages have been sent. One of the messages from the defendant to the woman said that he was looking forward to her enjoying her fantasy after her text saying, "I can't believe I'm actually going to do this." So they've been on like a bestiality website.
And or then, she's gone, "I really like the idea of dogging," and he's totally got the wrong end of the stick.
And he's just gone, "Just think nice, naughty thoughts and all will be okay." Which he wrote at 3 p.m. It's a weird detail to put in, but that's...
Okay. I don't know, I suppose your fantasies don't go away. It doesn't matter what time of day it is.
Yeah, it just seems early.
Like, what do I like to do at 3 o'clock? I don't think it's that.
He's doing a sort of nap or a cup of tea.
Judge Rinder.
I have no idea what that is.
What?
Judge Rinder, what is it?
You watch stuff like crap on TV. Judge Rinder's like a... Do you remember, what was her name?
Judge Judy.
It's like that, but with a really camp British man.
I'm going to check that out.
It's amazing, yeah. Okay. You get people going... It's like Jeremy Kyle, just the aftermath, where they go, those kind of people go on there and go, "He owes me £12.50 because I lent it to him."
Is it then, on one of the ITV 2, 3 or 4?
Yeah, it's ITV 2 or something. Yeah. I think it's around the whole Jeremy Kyle recap in the afternoon sort of thing.
Nice.
I love having a little nap when I start watching it.
How can you fall asleep with that on?
I mean, it is gripping, but they're all sort of the same.
Right, so anyway... Dennis Vaughan Buckley, Senior Prosecution Counsel.
No Judge Rinder, though, is he?
No, he's senior. He's Irish, though. He's like, oh, yeah.
So he's a little bit more jolly with it.
Yeah, he's not some camp British person. He's like a sort of, you know, senior Irishman. You know, like a very sort of...
Sounds like he's got authority.
Yes. Like, sounds like... I can't think of an Irish person who sounds normal.
Sounds normal?
Yeah, they all sound sort of like, bagara bagara chirpy, don't they? I can't think of one. Think of one that sounds sort of... You know,
authority. It's like, yeah, it's either chirpy or menacing. Anyway, so the buggery.
Yeah, so yeah, to the stuff we can talk about. So, yeah, the Senior Prosecution Counsel told the court that there was a prior arrangement between them to come to McDonald's house after they communicated on an internet site and the Gardaí, is it Gardaí or Gardaí?
No,
Irish police, isn't it? The Guard, whatever they're called, said they were satisfied that an act of bestiality occurred.
But was she satisfied?
Well, the defendant, a father of three, called the emergency services at 18:36, and when the ambulance and paramedics arrived at 18:50, which is a pretty good turnaround time, they found the 43-year-old woman in an unusual state of distress with an unusual opening in the area of her pants.
Right.
So they just ripped a hole in her trousers.
So they put in, like, fetishes on top of fetishes now?
Don't know, but...
Because how do you explain to a dog, like, you know, I want you, but I like it when... The pants are ripped off kind of thing. Like, it's getting complicated, isn't it?
It's a lot
I've seen dogs do some amazing things on like crafts and Britain's Got Talent and stuff like that, but this is another level.
Yeah, it's more than catching a frisbee, isn't it?
Yeah. maybe that's how she likes it to finish. It's because she plays fetch with him or something.
I mean, or maybe they sort of like cover the bit of, like, dog food on the pants. It's just sort of chewed through them. I don't know. It's a kind of foreplay.
Yeah, it's again a risky strategy.
Yeah, you know, an alsatian.
An alsatian, yeah, Jesus.
So they say there was no effort made to alter her state of undress or interfere with her in any way before the paramedics arrived. So he respected her after she died by leaving her there prostrate with, like...
See, he's got more respect than your Thai bloke the other week.
Yes, and then Miss Kennedy said that her client, the bus driver, he'd lost his job as a result of the publicity. And it's put both families under enormous trauma, stress, and anxiety. She pointed out that the act would never have come to light except for the fact that she passed away. So if she hadn't died, no one would have known.
Yeah, they'd just been happy in that really messed up situation.
Yeah. And do you know what? They said the death should not be relevant in terms of sentencing. So he's not getting done for murder because that wasn't the intended consequence.
Well, what happened to the dog?
I'm glad you asked. The dog was placed in the pound in Limerick City. But after this incident, the dog became very sexually aroused and started foaming at the mouth whenever a female entered the kennels. It was later put down because it got so horny around women, it would just start foaming at the mouth and trying to fuck them.
There are a lot of men that should have that treatment, to be fair. You see dickheads in a club on a Saturday night grabbing anything that walks past. Exactly. It's basically the same thing, isn't it?
They've got no constraint. Now they get to their fun bit.
Yeah.
Right. Whilst sex with dogs isn't usually sort of encouraged,
isn't usually encouraged.
Okay, it's not encouraged as a rule. It's also not usually deadly either.
Okay, yeah, I suppose
because so. Because this is a weird death, yes. The coroner's looked into it.
So what? Yeah, right, okay.
Why do you think she died?
I mean, I'd assume there was blood loss or something like that. I don't know.
No, it's brilliant.
Is it brilliant, though?
It's brilliant.
When a woman dies.
Well, no, that's not brilliant. But she is so unlucky. She died of a massive allergic reaction to dog semen.
Oh, my God.
They're not 100% true, but that is the only thing they can think of. They took swabs of her vagina. They found dog semen from that alsatian, no human semen, and she basically went into anaphylactic shock. Like those peanut people are allergic to peanuts.
Yeah.
She has that, but with alsatian spunk.
With the... Oh, God. Do you know what? There could be millions of people walking around with that and they just would never find out.
That's the point. It could be like this massive thing. But
It's not like someone opening a bag of peanuts on a plane and three kids pass out. Like, exactly. You should never find out that you're allergic to that.
Because those people deserve to die if you do. Yeah, that is a peanut.
That is definitely natural selection.
But, yeah, she's just... If she'd never fucked a dog, she'd have lived a long and happy life.
I mean, did they write that on her tombstone? That's advice for anyone, isn't it?
Yeah, so if you are wondering, maybe get one of them, like, allergy tests at the doctor's first.
Yeah, yeah. Or just have a little lick and see if your lips swell up, then maybe get a bit Puritan.
If you look like you've been Botox, you're fine. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, maybe it's not for you.
So that was my favourite twist in the story that, yeah... It's a massive allergic reaction to dog semen.
I think in the last couple of weeks, what we've figured out is that bestiality just is not great.
No.
It doesn't, you know, those rules are in place for a reason. It's more to protect you. It's like a national trust kind of thing, isn't it?
It is. Like, yeah, bestiality is not... Do you know, it's more popular than you think, though.
Yeah, it's because you get alerts telling you about it. It doesn't mean it's popular.
True. Yeah, but this story... Did it. Also, why didn't I hear about this story before? This is big news. I can't believe.
Why does this not make the front page?
Yeah, this should have been everywhere. At least
when was this?
Well, she died in 2008. It took him a few years to take him to court because it's a weird
case. Because it's ludicrous, yes. Yeah. What happened to him, sorry?
He went to jail.
He went to prison, yeah.
Yeah, but not for murder, just for getting his dog to fuck the woman.
Yeah, because that's get that, yeah. That is bad, yeah. He's not to know that she's allergic to Alsatian spunk either, though, is he?
Yeah, and to be fair, they didn't charge him for that. It's just the act rather than the outcome.
You can't say that's premeditated.
Or, imagine that on Columbo.
One more thing.
Yes. How do you work it out? Yeah, that's my news story.
I like it.
I haven't got much else.
I've got some... I didn't go to the main story this week because I found these problem pages where... Everyone knows the classic. I'm trying to avoid psychic advice this week and go for people with real problems that have gone to a real respected agony aunt. So I've found some of the best Dear Deirdre stories from The Sun, the world famous problem page
Dear
from
Deirdre.
The Sun. From over
the
years. Is
she still going?
I don't know. Nobody buys The Sun now because they're full of hate and they're lying motherfuckers, yeah, basically. So so I don't know anybody. And they took the tits out. So I don't think anybody
Did
buys
they?
It anymore. Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I haven't read it for years.
Yeah, me neither. Do you know the mirror should start putting tits in, just sort of...
Watch it, yeah, just a red top on it, yeah. And start blaming Scousers for everything.
Yeah.
It's the other thing they do, isn't it? The world famous. So I found some of my... What I've done is I've got the problem, and then I haven't bothered with her advice.
So it's just problems.
Just problems, and I want to get your take and see if we can solve these problems.
I reckon I can solve anything, yeah.
Okay, so I'll start you with an easy one. Will playing with my breasts make them bigger?
Yep, definitely. Do it all the time.
My boyfriend insists it will.
See, he's right.
He's 22 and I'm 19. He spends the evenings fondling my breasts to see if his theory works. I don't think there's really any truth in it, and I really wouldn't mind them having a rest.
Maybe give her one night off.
One night off?
Yeah, you know, like Sundays or something. So on the seventh day, he rested. So he spent 6 days, you know, massaging them into shape.
See, I'm going to go all feminist on it. Is he not body shaming her? Surely he should just love her for the way she is.
Maybe he's just thick, because when he fondles his dick, it gets bigger. So he's using that logic.
Or he just likes playing with her boobs, and he has to think of a reason why he's doing
it. No, this man is a pioneer. He's a medical pioneer. Imagine if he's right.
Okay, well, we can't... Oh, yeah, this is bad now, because I didn't even save her name on there, so we can't even... To be fair, it'd be a bit weird to message her and go, hey, how are the boobs coming along? Just as a follow-up for something you didn't write to us about.
Yeah, I'm bringing a nice...
How big are your boobs? Like, that's a bit of a tough one to explain, really, isn't it? Yeah. So we're probably better off out of that one.
And she's only 19, which is a bit...
Yeah, it's true, yeah. There's a cut-off, isn't there?
Although, when was this? If it's a best of, is she now, like, late 30s? And she's sort of like...
Well, they're going to be hanging. 1st of January 2013, so she's still too young for you.
Yeah, but there's time for sort of the theory to have taken hold.
Yeah, there should be...
Although she's definitely not with that guy anymore, is she? He's been dumped long ago.
Well, I don't know, because he sounds like he's doing scientific research, basically. So I'd imagine he's got all the data somewhere still. Even if they've broke up, you wouldn't throw away all your research, would you?
He's creeping around at night.
Yeah, so when they might, you know, scientists, I'm sure they come back to a bit of research eventually just to see if they missed anything or if there was any patterns and stuff like that. So who knows? Another one of life.
Maybe he's moved on to another girl. He needs a control girl. He's like, where's your sister? And we need to see if it's still...
Maybe he's picked up another girl with big boobs and he's not touching her, just to see if they get smaller.
That doesn't sound right there, does it, really?
No, I don't know if that's going to work.
That's never happened, that a man has picked up a girl with big boobs and he's sort of staying away from them.
Right, now the next one is a pretty common problem, I'd imagine, with some people, if people don't agree with your relationship and stuff. So, my boyfriend and I are keen to settle down and start a family. Everyone says it's too soon, but what do they know? When you're in love, this is how it is. Going by the ages, I don't know if this is the same couple, to be fair. I'm 19 and work in a bar. He's 22 and he's got a good job in a service centre. I met him at a Christmas party and I'm head over heels in love with him. He feels the same about me. I've been with him now for 2 weeks. I've known him for more than a month. I'm moving into his flat within the next week. He texted the other day asking if I wanted a baby. I said I do. We know our own minds. It's what we both want. I just need an opinion from someone who doesn't know us both.
I think text is the best way to go when considering families.
Well, you know, when you've got that closeness of a 2-week relationship, that's the way to ask.
Want a kid? Yep, sorted.
Yeah, just a bit like smiley face.
Yeah, poop emoji. Thumbs up. Poop emoji, just sort of. So is it too soon? I mean, of course it's definitely too soon, but they should move in together.
See, that's the only thing I like about this story, because it's clearly not done with a council flat in mind.
Yeah.
Because he's already got a place.
He's got a good job in a service centre.
Good job. Good. Service centre, that is. She's working in a bar, so that'll be handy. Like, working nights and stuff, like, I imagine.
Yeah, when they're sort of struggling to pay for their kid. You know, they can't pay the sort of rent and stuff because all the money's going back on nappies.
Well, he'll be back by 5-6 o'clock, and then she can still work.
Yeah, down the red line.
So is a 2-week relationship not long enough? They've known each other a month, though. That's what people are forgetting.
What month? Was it February? Or was it like a long one?
Oh, I don't know.
Because
28-day month. 20,
that's an issue for me.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that.
Just get knocked up. Go for it. Have a couple of kids. What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, given the rates of people getting pregnant through one-night stands these days and people who just shouldn't be together, they've got as much chance as anybody, really, haven't they?
Yeah, they what will be. If it happens, it's a sign that they should be together forever.
Yeah, or that financially they're just tied together for the next 18 years at least. Yeah,
and they'll slowly grow to hate each other.
That good job in the service centre.
Yeah, as he stagnates because he can't do overtime because he's got to go home and look after the kids. Can you stay late? No, oh, Paul can.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish you were a team player, but not like Paul. He's like, I've got a kid.
So we're establishing that young people are stupid.
Yes, young people don't want kids.
At 19, if you were in a, you know, you met someone on a night out, wild night out, maybe you went to see how that plays out for a bit. Did you ever talk about family via text?
No. I mean, in fairness.
MSN, you're a bit older.
Yeah, I'm sort of very pro-abortion, so.
So we've cut out the bit where Dan said horrific stuff.
Yes.
Anybody wants an unedited version, it's never going to see the light of day. It can't be allowed.
Yeah, I'll tell that story in person, but...
Yeah, he stands by it, in fairness. We just didn't really want it out there.
Also hate...
So your views on teenage pregnancy as a whole in brand new relationships, when you were that age, what would you have done?
I'd have just shit myself, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But speaking of it, I'd have had no idea. I was an absolute idiot at 19.
I would say that if I'd have been seeing a girl 2 weeks and she messaged me about, well, A, about moving in, and then B, about having a family, I think that would be that's a bit of a clinger.
Yeah, it's a bit much, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Had you moved out at 19? I had.
No, I don't think I had. There or thereabouts, so it was a little bit later. Yeah, but then I ended up going back a few years later, so I still wasn't ready to be a grown up.
Yeah, okay.
19, I think I was working abroad.
I was 19, what was I doing? I was in a fish and chip shop, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm probably doing the same, just in a sunny place. Had some shit jobs out there, it doesn't really matter. This could actually be your guy, to be honest.
My guy?
Yeah.
What, the dog fucker guy?
Yeah.
Okay, 58 from Ireland.
Yeah, this could actually be, it hasn't got a name and stuff. How old was he? Do you remember?
He was 58 from Ireland.
Ah, it's not
him. His name was Sean.
It's not him, but I think this backs up your theory of it's more popular than you think. My girlfriend insists on having her dog in the bedroom and he sniffs around us when we have sex. It's a big problem for me.
Oh, you say sniffs around? He's like sticking his nose up his arse.
I guess so, because they're not really shy, are they, when it comes to that?
I've never had a dog, so I've never had, you've got a dog, does it?
Would
he give him the chance?
Probably. Like, he'll come up and sniff your face, and then I've got a bulldog, so he does that thing where he goes,
yeah,
like that, right in your face. Like, you go, oh, he's so cute, and then he basically inadvertently phlegms in your face. They do sniff inappropriately. It's weird enough, you get out of the shower and it starts sniffing your feet or your legs. I feel weird about it, because you get out and you're clean and then you've just got a wet dog nose on your leg or something. So I can't imagine having your ass flying around in front of him.
Do you know what was what?
There's more context.
Okay, sorry.
I'm 32 and she's 30. We've been dating a year. I can cope with the dog being in the bedroom at night, but not when we have sex. Her dog sits watching or keeps sniffing around us. My girlfriend isn't fazed by it. I love her dearly, but her dog is becoming a big problem.
So even watching, it's like having like a little audience, isn't it? Like a little, those little judging eyes.
I mean, it's one thing. Is that the lesser of two evils if your girlfriend says she likes to be watched?
Definitely. Unless, you know, there's no human I don't think I'd want in the bedroom.
Like
a dog can't tell any secrets.
That's true. Because the thing is, when you're watching something you've done before yourself, you can't help but critique a little bit.
Yeah.
So if there's just a dude in the back, like, mate, you need to put your hip into that bit. Like,
yeah. Hook the finger.
Support her a little bit.
Yeah. Just ease her pelvis. No. Whereas a dog, he's got one move, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's going, you're doing it wrong. You've got to thrust as quickly as hard as you can.
Yeah, all he knows is that, isn't it?
Yeah, he thinks you're mental. Like, you're going slowly while you're spinning around.
God, he's facing her.
Yeah. Weird. Doing it human style, eh?
Freaky!
Well, I think it also depends what type of how big the dog is.
Like, which, in what way?
Well, like a little dog will get crushed and a big dog will just sort of... it's like a St. Bernard sniffing your ass. Can you imagine that?
That's quite intimidating, yeah. I'd be more worried about getting mounted.
Do you know what? I've not thought of that, but yeah.
Because, you know, dogs like... My dog's been done, but when he was younger, like, he used to just hump this little teddy bear. Like, so he, like, they're a friend of mine, they've not seen anything like that happen, but they just instinctively know. And even the teddy bear used to face it the other way. Like, they know how they're supposed to do it. So if you're on, like, if you're in some way bent over in front of a dog, surely.
Yeah, it's gonna do that, you know. Imagine you think it's just her finger. And you turn around, you're like, Benji, no.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just scared I'm, you know, allergic to Alsatian spunk.
Yeah, God. This
ends in tears.
Modern dilemma now.
You don't even get any headlines from it.
Found an unusual position.
Right, now, the next one I got was a real romantic. So, I really like this girl at work, but I'm not quite sure how to broach the subject. She always seems interested when I talk to her, but I've heard she has a boyfriend. Should I send her a picture of my penis?
Definitely.
So that's the only way, isn't it?
With a ruler to show scale.
But what if he's bluffing? Because, you know, we could zoom in, can't we? He could pick that up.
A fake ruler.
What about fake penis?
Yeah, or just Google massive cock on the internet.
Just make sure you pick the right shade.
Yeah.
And you're fine, aren't you?
I think you should. But I think you should, if he dressed it up, I put a little hat on it, made it funny. That's, like, less intimidating.
It's still a bit weird.
Like a little sort of sombrero, just on the end.
Yeah, what if he just sent, like, just random pictures of dicks? Like, any kind of dick.
Yeah, like horse dicks.
Someone else's dick.
Yeah.
Again, a little bit weird. At what point does she find that flattering?
I thought you might like this.
Oh, it's Tony from work. I guess he wants to change that shift he was talking about. Oh, my God!
She might be up for
There's
it.
There's a dick with a woolly hat and a moustache. Dicks are ugly, though, aren't they?
I speak for yourself.
Oh, you got one of them pimped up special ones.
Yeah, you put anything in glitter, it looks nice. And again, does he go flaccid? Does he go hard? I mean, does he send a picture of a little tiny flaccid cock? Like, don't even shave your pubes, grow them out. Make it go full 70. It's just this huge bush.
That's the thing. That's the equivalent of a woman putting a picture on Facebook with the hashtag no filter.
Yeah, that's it.
No hard on. This is me when it's cold and I've just got out of the shower.
This is the truth.
If you don't love me at my worst, you don't get me at my best.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it should be. Have you got problem pages as well? Or am I just...
I've got a couple, yeah.
Go on, give us a couple. We'll mix them up. I don't feel we're solving a lot of the world's problems here. So your idea is just dip it in glitter and hope for the best. I'm going to be really weird if I ever see you walking out of Hobbycraft.
Don't need to, mate. Amazon. Buy anything embarrassing, you buy it on Amazon. Everyone knows that.
Oh, really?
Just check. Discreet packaging.
You don't have to buy discreet glitter.
Well, it's...
You could just be a drag queen.
We've got the same story.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, go with it then. I'm glad I introduced you then.
No, yeah. This is so weird. I'm looking at... But you've read it. Okay, let's...
What is it? Oh, no, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, this is... We've both got... It shows how good it is. We've both picked it.
Yeah.
It's from the Mumbai Daily News.
Oh, I didn't know where it was from. Okay, I just spotted it earlier.
Got a source. I am a 35-year-old man. My wife has a strange habit of urinating in the tea she serves guests at our home. She says it gives her a kick. Though I was shocked at first, I have started enjoying it too. In fact, I do the same when making tea for guests. I have heard that drinking urine is not harmful. Is it safe to continue doing this?
I mean, I'd say it's rude.
Yeah, it's nothing
wrong. Not to ask. I mean, we've just found out as a revelation about the Alsatian spunk. Like, who knows what urine can do to you?
No, it's safe, isn't it? There's like urine therapy, sun tea, whatever it's called.
Yeah, but isn't that stuff sort of really around your own urine?
He's not asked, is it rude? He's asked, is it safe? Obviously it's rude. Obviously it's weird.
Yeah.
But he's just going like no one's going to know. I'm getting a bit, my glitter dick's getting bigger.
When you piss in a teapot. I just, why, how do you find out that's the thing?
His wife started doing it.
Yeah, but how does she find out she likes, because with a man pissing in a teapot, that's quite simple.
Yeah.
Other than don't touch the edge of the teapot because it's probably hot.
You've got to warm the teapot first, yeah.
Yeah. But for a woman to piss in a teapot, that's some precision.
Maybe. She's got a teapot, yeah, and it's got a weird design, and she's using the teapot to stimulate herself. So she's rubbing herself on the teapot, and she does it so much, and then that set off an idea in her head, and she did a little wee as well, and it got even more exciting for her, and that's how it started. So she's using like a weird, like, You know them. You get novelty teapots and shit. You know, like them Toby mugs. It's got it's like a face. So she's rubbing this face teapot against her vagina. She does a little dribble and like, she's like, oh, that's all right, isn't it? And then she just like, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, whoosh. And then I bet she served it to her husband first of all. He was the first man to get wheat tea. He got that, and she's gone. And then she started doing it. She couldn't get enough of it.
I feel like we need to turn these alerts off on your phone. This is becoming like an intervention. That's where your mind goes to. I just wondered like the logistics of pissing in a teapot for a woman, whereas you've come up with a whole sexual fantasy based around it.
You're right though. How did that first one start?
Because that's quite a good. I mean, it's quite a specific theory as well. To be honest, you've not skirted around any details. You seem to have mapped that out within seconds. Have you been thinking about this a lot today? Because I only found that about half an hour ago. So
I've had this a couple of days, but right, I never thought about the logistics until you told me.
But look where your mind went straight away. Genius. Yeah. You are a problem solver.
Yeah.
Also, what I like to think, there's a helpful service for people who do fancy pissing in a teapot. Now you've helped them.
Yeah, it's just like it's just the gateway. This is how you start.
Yeah. Which do you reckon they do it to, family and friends, or just like salesmen and stuff like that?
You'd hope not family. Family just seems a bit, you know, as much as I love an incest story, that seems a bit odd.
Oh, that's weird. Just if you're pissing your family's tea, everybody else is fine.
But it's less weird. Imagine like, you know, could you
still weird.
Pee in your mum's tea? It's just...
No.
You know, or even like a weird uncle. I still want pee in his tea.
No, they like it too much, wouldn't they, them weird uncles?
Yeah.
Everyone's got them.
Exactly.
I'll let mine guess which one it is.
My family know which one mine is. Yeah. There's no doubt in anyone's mind. Yeah.
Okay, so we've solved that. I've got solved the case of the piss in the teapot.
Yeah. I don't know if you solved it. I've got another one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so here we go. Right, so my boyfriend is the biggest chatterbox I've ever met.
What a prick.
Yep, and what makes it worse is that on the rare occasions I do manage to get a word in edgeways, he stares at me vacantly. So it's clear he's not listening to a word I say. I want to dump him, but there's a weird reason I haven't. He's got a third nipple in the centre of his ribcage.
Right, does she expand on that?
Yes, she does.
Okay, cool.
When he takes his t-shirt off, his torso resembles a very kind-looking face. It's as though his regular nipples look like eyes, and his additional nipple is a little nose.
Ah, okay, so cheers her up.
Yeah, and her belly button is a cute, surprised little mouth.
Like an emoji face.
Yeah, it's awesome. So yeah, she loves it. So anyway, I've taken to calling this chest man, her words,
chest man.
Christopher. And when my boyfriend is sleeping, I have long one-sided conversations with him, in inverted commas.
Wow.
About my feelings and what's happened during my day. Christopher's a great listener. I don't know, he's got no ears. Don't know
yeah.
And though he never responds, it's clear he oozes compassion and sympathy.
Okay.
Yeah. Recently it got out of hand when I became frantic one morning last week after spotting some belly button fluff in my boyfriend's navel. Take it out, I screamed. Christopher's choking. What should I do?
Hand yourself into the authorities.
Now, this could be some genius person writing him with a silly story.
I really like it if it is.
Because it's brilliant. Because I love it.
That's a real problem.
It starts so mundane. My boyfriend's a chatterbox, but and you think, oh, it's so...
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that would be in relationships where they think, oh, do you know what? They're not really paying attention. They just want to talk about themselves. Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, we have. I love the turn. Though.
So, like, what if you wake up in the night and she's just having a deep, meaningful conversation with your stomach?
Your belly button. I suppose, I mean, she could just pretend she's talking to him.
I don't think you can base a relationship on a third nipple.
I've never seen one. But they're always weird looking, aren't they, third nipples?
Cute. Looks like a nose.
But they're normally not like a full nipple. They're normally just like a weird, like, sort of...
I don't know. I've not seen
rubbishy
one.
Nipple. Like Lily Allen's got one.
Has she?
Oh yeah, she's got three nipples.
She's still boring now, isn't she?
Oh yeah.
I'd rather talk to her third nipple than I would talk to her, to be fair.
Although she gets a lot of... Everyone seems to hate Lily Allen now.
I don't hate her, I just don't feel anyway. And every now and then she pops up on the news talking about something that's got fuck all to do with her.
Yeah, she's...
Why do I need a bulletin from you? Like, go back to the mansion or whatever.
Exactly. What does Gary Barlow think about third world debt?
Yeah, exactly. While he's dodging his taxes.
Yeah, it's just like... I know he's always use your celebrity for good cause, but...
Yeah, donate generously and fuck off. Like, I don't want to hear about it. She's mental.
Yeah, she definitely mentioned.
She needs... Where was that story from? Because she needs tracking down.
That was on the Metro Herald. Oh, .Ireland. So it's an Irish...
What's going to happen is, I tell you what's going to happen, is that her and Christopher are going to plot to kill the boyfriend to get him out of there because she feels like she's cheating on him.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
And all she'll think she needs to do is cut the head off, and then she's got Christopher all to herself.
I hope that happens. Can you imagine?
Sure, everyone's rooting for that.
She turns gay, starts putting lipstick around it.
That's another level, that is. Needs some psychic advice. I wonder what she was in a previous life.
She's a freak, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, much the same as the current life.
He's a mutant, so they deserve each other.
Yeah, well, he's the next step in human evolution. He can't pay attention, so what are you going to do? This is my favourite one. This is a bit medical, so there's almost medical advice here.
Is it Deirdre again?
I think so. It was all sort of from the same thing. But this is my favourite one because this is someone who desperately needs real advice.
Okay, I'll get real for this one. No mucking around.
Please, mate, because there's someone, I doubt they're on the edge of their seat now, but I'm not sure. Deirdre's gone a bit basic with this one, so I don't know if we can find another angle. But anyway, last night I was naked and playing poker with my wife. I'm saucy. Keep it fresh. A poker chip accidentally fell into her vagina.
Accidentally?
Yeah. Are there any chances of pregnancy?
I mean... Did he come on the poker chip first?
This is all the information I have, Dan.
Well, how loose is her vagina that poker chips can just bounce up into it? I mean, you say into her vagina.
Yeah, like, I don't work like beer pong. That kind of thing, just bouncing it off.
Because to get in there, I get it, could sort of brush against it or land on it or something, but...
Yeah, to find out how easy it is, stand a couple of feet away from a fruit machine and try chucking a pound in it.
Yeah, it's either one shot in a million.
This is like one of those, you know, oh, I just fell on the Hoover while I was naked.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, do you know what I mean? I always fall on a cucumber. Do you reckon this is an emergency room thing?
No, because you just pop it out, wouldn't you?
But I love how that goes in and he's dived in. They're like, no, we don't want no babies! Yeah. he's gone straight in. If only we'd put condoms on all of the poker chips.
Depends what value it was as well. Like a £1 poker chip, probably not. But one of them expensive ones, who knows what they can do.
Oh, I have actually got the advice for this one.
What did she say? Did you just
fuck off? Bear in mind, so the actual thing was, last night I was naked and playing poker with my wife. A poker chip accidentally fell into her vagina. Are there any chances of pregnancy? The advice was, obviously, you're a novice player.
Oh, I like Deirdre.
Stick to the table and ensure you do not swallow the chip either way. Vagina or gullet. A pregnancy will not occur. Chips do not contain sperms. Sperms, yeah. She's gone with sperms.
Sperms. Isn't it just sperm?
No, sperms on chips.
It's sperms on chips.
No, that's not a menu, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Kinda. So yeah, that was my ones were there. Then I had...
So was it strip poker?
Yeah, they were naked playing poker, so I'm guessing that was it. Or they just...
Sitting
there. They've got real trust issues with cheating. Just hiding cards up their sleeves.
She's got something up her sleeve, isn't she?
That's why she's got to sit down so he can see in. What? Were you hiding an ace?
That's what it was. It didn't fall in there. She was hiding it the entire time.
That's got to be it.
And she's gone, oh, no, it fell in there, honestly, along with those three queens.
Yeah, I reckon that's what it is. Right, now we're going to do. We had quite a good response to Jules' unlucky story about the Depeche Mode concert.
Depeche Mode with, what's his name?
Carl Cox.
Carl Cox, yeah. That's the best bit.
Carl Cox being there, yeah. Just random
celebrity.
Although she did actually ask me to take his name out of it, because apparently he goes out with my cousin. He wasn't just hanging around in the group, so...
But
it's family. If you can't take the piss, who can you?
Yeah, and I was quite impressed by the fact that Carl Cox was made...
Yeah, big up, Carl. Yeah. Big fans. We will still remember you, so it's all good.
Made someone get in a dog cage.
Yeah, he's got a celebrity about him. Why wouldn't you? Carl Cox says it, you do it.
On my rider. I want your auntie in a dog cage.
I don't know if that's a thing, really. Yeah. Christmas is be interesting, won't it? Yeah. Poor old Jules. You can come to ours for Christmas, Jules. Jules, because of the responses, spoke to her. Now, like I said to you at the time, this was just the latest thing that's happened to Jules. This wasn't top five or anything. So, having told her about the response we got, and a lot of people quite interested in this, and people who knew Jules were sort of hounding her on Facebook saying, you need to tell him this story, you need to tell him that story. So, what she's done is she's racked her brains, she's come up with a few stories, which, I'll be honest, I'd forgotten about, which made it even better when I read them, so...
So you remember these now, you're rereading them?
I remember the bits and pieces, but I forget what an amazing person Julie is with how she deals with what would be a fairly mundane situation for some other people.
Okay.
So this is... I know a little bit about you, obviously, personally, outside of this podcast.
You know nothing about me.
I know nothing about...
I'm an enigma.
I know nothing that could have me convicted, which is the important thing. I know enough about you to get through the day. So I know a little something about you, which I think... You might be able to bring that experience to the podcast and help with this situation. Or you might have some stuff to say about it.
Did she fuck a dog?
No. This is, well...
Sorry, your auntie Jules.
No, I don't. I mean, she just likes the dog cage.
Yeah.
It's her own personal space in there. It's not about being in everybody else. Okay, so this is called This is basically sorry, I don't know how to build it up properly, but...
It's all right. This face is building up quite well.
This is the tale of a missing wheelie bin.
Epic.
Yeah, I'm underselling it now. Or, as she likes to call it, journey to the landfill. Yeah, okay. So this is Jill's story. It started suspiciously when the little old lady's wheelie bin went missing. This is her neighbour.
Okay, I thought she was talking in the third person for a moment.
Yeah, she could be, to be honest. Who knows? Let's delve in and see what we get on. In an effort to cope with the situation, I suggested sharing ours. It's the kind of woman she is.
Good neighbour.
Yeah, good neighbour. But who would know that one elder citizen could produce so much rubbish? One small woman consuming so much in a week that every time I made the malodorous trip downstairs to rid myself of my own crap, I found myself pounding down the already compacted old lady trash and the European Union teabag mounting in my kitchen. The situation was workable until the day I returned home to find the ultra-compressed receptacle unemptied with its fetid mouth gaping open on bin day. Why? Why would someone leave the bin in this state knowing it meant a week of leftover food scraps and the European Union teabag mounting in my kitchen? Because the lid wasn't down. That was why. She's fuming now.
But those are the rules.
Don't you start. You'll make an enemy of Jules. The lid wasn't down. Collectors, as it turned out, didn't like collecting.
Because there's rules to follow. She's an anarchist, your honey.
Oh, yeah, too right, too right. A few days later, the bin disappeared completely. This clearly was theft and had to be reported as such. I was informed by a pre-programmed person on a switchboard that I would need a crime number in order to get it replaced. He then passed me on to another pre-programmed person on a different switchboard, this time that of the police. Could I describe the bin? Certainly. Green, with wheels and a hinged lid. What size was the bin? Bin-sized. When did I last see the bin? Alive? It wasn't something I saw so much as something that was there, more noticeable by its absence than its presence. This is genuinely the conversation. Yeah. Also on top of that, just to interject, I remember having this conversation because 2 weeks later she got offered counselling by the police for the theft.
Really?
Yeah, it's true. Happened to me when someone broke into my car. I got a call 2 weeks later asking if I was coping, and it reminded her, so... This way tax dollars are going. Amazing.
I'm so glad.
A new bin was duly delivered, but it wasn't emptied again on two occasions. It turns out that in doing a good deed, I had been breaching bin etiquette by not placing my bin out on the pavement. Apparently, I had been benefiting from a council arrangement to collect the bins of elderly residents who couldn't manage to get to the gate. I'm very sorry, but we've been supplying you with a service you shouldn't have had in the first place, was the council's response. This only served to heighten my obsession and feeling of victimisation. In what was fast becoming a war of attrition, I began to place my bin on the footpath in a selection of creative ways that would make it increasingly more difficult to collect. Insurrection was my chosen weapon in order to fox my enemy.
Enemy? She's got too much time on her hands, mate.
Yeah. In retaliation, my bin became ever more evasive, and I would regularly come home on a Tuesday evening to find it some distance from the front gate. As the next Tuesday came around, I found myself on the lookout, standing at the front window, staring down the entire road visible from my bay window. Just then, the wagon rounded the corner at the far end. Just like to point out, Julie asked for this music to be played in her description. Does it set the tone?
I mean, it's definitely like
not overselling it.
No, it's just adds like a nice dramatic tension.
Yeah, of course, it's dramatic, isn't it? It's a bin. What are you supposed to do?
With a fetid, gaping mouth.
The theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly moodily inserted itself into my head. I stared down the good half mile to the end of the road, narrowing my eyes and flexing my fingers around my hip. I imagined the driver doing the same and waving him to get close enough to draw. He stopped. He stepped down from the wagon, took in the view. Slowly, he went over to the nearest wheelie bin, picked it up and attached it to the rear of the vehicle from where the contents of the bin were duly tipped inside. Then the man pushed the bin away in a cursory fashion towards somewhere not even remotely close to where it had come from, and then he got back in. Revelation came quickly and hard. Perhaps my partner was right. I was not Clint Eastwood. I was just being a bit of a twat. And bin men simply didn't give a shit about where the bins ended up because nobody cared about them, so they didn't care about their jobs.
It's a bit odd. You've got a bit like sort of philosophical at the end there.
Like Toy Story 3 now, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
So what actually happened is this case goes on for a while. But what are your views? Because you have close relation.
My old man is a bin man, and that sounds about right.
I thought you were going to go on the defensive.
No.
I mean, you were all about the rules.
I mean, there are rules. Like, if you don't close your bin lid, it won't get picked up.
What difference does it make?
It's health and safety, isn't it?
Why?
Or it's also an excuse for them not to do it.
That's more the point, I think, isn't it?
But apparently, it's actually more work than it's worth, because you've got to leave a note.
What, to say your bin won't shut?
Yeah. So, and there's paperwork to fill out when you get back. So if they've not emptied your bin, feel free knowing they've got to go home and fill out some forms to say why they didn't do it. So a lot of them just do it anyway, because they can't be asked to go do the paperwork.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably get away with more than they don't when it comes to the bin men.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, like, my dad was my bin man for a while, and I could just put anything out there.
Ooh, yeah. Check you out with your connections.
Oh, yeah. He'd even take it back round the side to my private car park.
He's looking after you there.
He's certainly yours, you know.
You've got it too good. That's what it is. You don't realise you're born.
I don't. I do now. I've moved town, so I've got a different bin.
You're on your own now. You're gonna have to play by the same rules as the rest of us.
And I don't even know which day the bins go out now. I've got to just watch for the neighbours put theirs out. It's horrible. But anyway, you're back to Julie. I just love the fact how bitter she got. And she's just turned into like a curtain switcher. She's there staring at someone. Thinking, oh, that's my net, like this deadly game of cat and mouse. I mean, it's just some guy who couldn't give two fucks.
Yeah, this is just how she's made it up. They don't even know she exists. And in, the thing is with Julie is this doesn't end there as a story. That's what a letter, because Julie, I should say, is an artist, very talented, takes her inspiration from sort of weird situations. So, like, you know, we did the bingo thing and stuff like that. And what ended up with her and her art partner, Debbie Bragg, they ended up going to the landfill site as part of, like, you know, helping out the crew and taking pictures and sort of showing almost like the land at time forgotten, stuff like that.
So why did she go to the landfill site?
I don't really know. I think she was compelled to. There is part of the story here.
I'd like to know, who steals a bin full of, like, rotting rubbish as well? Because it was full when it got stolen. Yeah, so someone's found a bin just full of, like, rotting vegetables.
Maybe it just ended up a bit further down after it did get emptied, you know, and it's all got blown out of hand, really.
It's just outside number
four. Right, so what happened next was, perhaps a more stealthy approach might yield better results, the kind I could serve to them cold in a dish. I rang the counter and pretended to be an artist, which he is, as opposed to a spiteful subscriber. Wove them a tale about the bad hand I felt their workers were dealt and offered to document their work for posterity. Or at least until it needed throwing away. The next week, I found myself in the... This is how much the feud goes on with Julie. She doesn't just go, those wankers didn't empty my bin. It takes over her life. And she's a busy woman. Yeah. This isn't a woman with nothing better to do. This is a busy woman. The next week, I found myself in the office of a very cheerful and friendly refuse manager who didn't resemble Blofeld. Or even own a white cat. The department offered me a free rein, and for the next 6 months, I worked alongside the men, because they were all men, of the refuse collection service. I learned the system, hierarchy, with the litter pickers at the bottom of the pile and the bin men who worked on collections at the top. It turned out that far from being petty and vindictive like me, most bin men were simply a bit sloppy from time to time, and not remotely the black-hatted villains I'd set myself against. My determination to bring them down from the inside was tempered, then neutered by the time I spent with them. I realised that I'd spent my time trying to majorly inconvenience a non-existent pantomime villain of my own invention.
So, like everyone, once you get to know people, they're actually okay.
Yeah, they do it to what they think is an acceptable standard. If they're not, I can't imagine anyone's following them around checking the bins.
I think there are people who do that, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, where is this documentary? This 6
It is actually on, I've got the website thing here. It's on the Journal of Wild Culture, and it's called Journey to the Landfill. And then there's all the art with the photography and stuff like that from the site. It's actually pretty good, to be fair.
We should whack a link for that, because I'm going to go home and...
I'll put the link on, yeah, but this literally started from helping an old lady who didn't have a bin.
Never help people.
And then it took over 6 months of her life.
While she filmed it.
Yeah, while she filmed it, basically, yeah. Why not make the best?
I mean, my bin got stolen once, and I was a young man then. I had different morals, so I went down the road and stole someone else's bin.
Yeah, that's what you do, isn't it? Yeah. That's why those idiots put numbers on them.
Yeah, yeah. I found a blank bin, came into them.
Yeah, not stupid.
Nicked it in the middle of the night and put my house number on it.
Ah, see? That's fiendish.
Yeah, there's a statute of limitations. I can't actually get done for that now. It was a long time ago.
Was it 7 years or something? You're in the clear now. Is that an uplifting story?
It is. It's like she thought she had an enemy, and when she got to know them, she found out actually they're just people like everyone else. Bin men are people too.
I mean, who knew?
Yeah, I knew.
I know, yeah. You see them all just getting on with their day, don't it? It's like a friend of mine used to use the analogy, used to say, you know, what's the definition of success? It's a bin man who never wanted to be anything else. So if you're happy doing what you have, you know, if you're happy doing a bang average job as a bin man, it's no difference doing a bang average job in retail or whatever else.
And I know the hours that they work, and trust me, they're not spending long out there.
What, the short days, is it?
Yeah.
How short a day?
I can't say, because my dad's part of a union. People know who I am. But he does all right.
Okay, cool. I think that's us, really. Anything you want to add to this week?
I think we're getting there time-wise, isn't we?
We're done, yeah.
Short and sweet, you know?
Short and sweet.
Keep them leaving wanting more.
Yeah, leave them wanting more and we'll just bosh out.
Got to go home and look up some incest stories now.
Cool. Let us know if you want a little bit less incest and Alsatian spunk next week and we'll try and get down the counselling he needs.
Yeah, and like maybe like if anyone's got us, if you can sort of send stories to us, if you find some weird stories.
That'd be amazing, obviously, with the Facebook page and looking at me. Can find us on Facebook, Jason's Dan Patton. He's got 6 friends, so don't bother going.
Yeah, I don't look at it. Don't find me, please.
Yeah, don't bother finding Dan.
I'm a miserable soul.
Yeah, he's not really one for the Facebook.
No, I might do a Twitter thing for this thing, but that'll be...
Well, I'm blown away by your commitment, Dan. You are the bin man of this show, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
So all you've got to do every week is turn up with a load of incest stories, mate. It's not that difficult. Let's try. I suppose difficult reading it, and then your poor girlfriend having to live with you after with the filth you're looking at.
The police search my... search list, just things I'm looking for.
Yeah, I actually think I should go and remove my dog. You shouldn't be 50 feet from my dog who's downstairs at the moment.
Look, you're trying to tell me, I never looked at stuff like this before we did this show.
Yeah. I mean, no one's that convinced.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you went from, weirdly, we thought incest would be like quite a big one, and the bestiality is really sort of taking a hold of you.
But in fairness...
Let's go back to basics. Get a bit of incest going next week, yeah?
People loved the incest.
That
was
exactly.
I thought that was going to be a bit, and everyone's like, yeah, incest is wicked.
Yeah, because people love their pets more than they do perverts who live in weird towns. Yeah. So yeah, that's why. It's too personal.
I mean, the dog was enjoying him until he got put down.
Yeah, no real upside. So, well, the dog is having a worse day and everybody else. Cool, so just remember, no point having a feud if the other person doesn't know they're involved in it.
Yep, and don't fuck a dog.
Don't fuck a dog. Well, not without doing the appropriate tests, making sure you're not allergic first.
Yeah, rub it on your lips.
Rub it on your lips. I said, if it swells up, it's not for you.
I think that's a good thing to go out on.
Yeah, it's good. I'm finishing this. Yeah. See you next week.
Adios.